Episode number 311, Camaro Summer coming to a close.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
And here we go again for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
What's with the title?
What's with the title?
The title. Summer's over?
No, I don't know.
I'm Jason and I'm having a heart attack.
Almost.
I guess so. Can't fight this one.
No.
Time keeps ticking.
Usually we mark the end of the summer here in Detroit with the Woodward Dream Cruise, which is something that just went on this weekend, or actually the entire week or last 2 weeks here in the Metro Detroit area. The largest car cruise in the entire world in Detroit and through three or four different cities.
Yeah, 16 miles I think it is.
Yeah.
Of very, very dense cars and people.
If you weren't there, you needed to be there. And if you missed it, you need to be here next year.
Because it's a spectacle.
Yeah. Chevrolet was the title sponsor this year.
Yeah.
Of the Woodward Dream Cruise, helping celebrate their 100th birthday. And they did so with a giant 16-mile parade with all Chevrolet vehicles up and down Woodward. That was incredible.
Yeah,
that was incredible. Pretty cool. They posted a lot of pictures out on the net, Facebook, and a lot of the social media sites. You'll be able to check those out. There was a cool parade of Cadillacs, and there was Corvettes, and everything Chevrolet. It was just way cool. So, yeah, that kind of marks the end of the summer for us. But there's a lot more going on. I mean, summer's not officially over with until, what, September 21st or something like that?
You know, and that's that. By then, there's usually frost on the ground.
Ugh,
it's the days are getting shorter. You can definitely tell, and it's a sad thing for everybody.
It's like
dark
by 9 o'clock now.
Well, yeah. And then pretty soon it'll be dark by 4:30 like it usually is in the wintertime.
I don't want to think about that.
I got this weird thing. I want to hibernate in the wintertime. I literally want to go to sleep and just wake back up in the spring and say, hey, time to get the car out again. Woohoo! It's been going by fast.
It sure is.
It really is. My mom said that the older you get, the faster it goes, and I think that just sucks.
No kidding.
But again, what are you going to do about it? So that's kind of actually, the title is actually not meant to sound bad. It's meant to be a call to say, hey, you know, live it up while you can. There's still plenty of time to get some summer goods in. And,
oh, yeah.
And
lots more events coming up.
Yeah.
Lots more events coming up, so. Like, don't put your car away yet.
No, Jason. I didn't do it. Not yet. Next week.
Oh.
No, actually, I can't because LS Fest is coming up, and I'm going to go down to that and check it out.
Okay, that's in Bowling Green, right?
That's right. That's right. Unfortunately, it's the same weekend as the NEOCC show, which is near and dear to my heart, but I got an offer to have my car on display at the LS Fest, so I, you know, kind of want to take that opportunity. Yeah. So, but, you know, go to one or go to the other, and and then, like, the week after that is the Mid-Ohio race with Jeff Bucknum.
Oh, yeah.
Doing something cool for Camaro owners.
Is it be like a big Camaro corral or something?
Yeah, it's kind of like you kind of got to know somebody to get in there. But if you do know somebody or you need to know somebody, we'll see you there.
Cool.
Ought to be pretty good. I'm taking my son down for his birthday.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's still plenty of stuff to do, but we're just saying, you know, this is your one-month warning. It's gonna come to a close, and then I'm just going to have to break out the snowmobiles. And,
yuck.
Yeah.
Snow. I just want to move to Vegas for the wintertime.
So do it.
I can't move to Vegas in the wintertime.
Says who?
Says my job.
Nobody's got a job anymore. it's old school.
Yeah.
The unfortunate part is that there's a small hint of truth to that.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's keep the good vibes going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said you had to give a shout out to somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to give a shout out here to Vincent Danger Rosas. It was his birthday this week, so I said happy birthday.
Danger's
and he said, hey, can you give me a shout out on this week's podcast? And then mention that there's a huge Camaro meet in Orlando, Florida this weekend, and he's going to be posting pics on that. So, Vincent, there you go, man. There's your shout out.
Pretty cool. We'll give anybody a shout out. Just let us know. We're happy to help promote clubs and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, that reminds me. We had this, Chris. We had this discussion a while back. just, you know, between you and I. And then the opportunity actually came up to present it. And we presented it on one of the Facebook Camaro groups that we're part of. But we're gonna open this up to anybody. If you are the president or a member of a Camaro club out there, and you're, you know, like a real club and not just three people that like to drink beer on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
You know, where you actually have a president or an appointed official that helps lead the group, and you need a place, a forum of your own.
Yeah, to virtually meet online.
Right.
You don't have the know-how and means to create your own forum.
Or you just don't want to deal with the hassle of maintaining it and patching it and upgrading it and everything. Because Chris and I, you know, we take care of that already. We're opening up the opportunity, and we're very, very honored to be able to help out in this capacity. If you need a forum for your club, your own forum, we'll build you one on CamaroZ28.com. It'll be yours. You know, you will need somebody to moderate it, preferably a club president or appointed official. You know, standard, you know, message board courtesy would go, but otherwise, mm-hmm. it's your forum.
Yeah.
You know, it's for you and your club, and all you gotta do is let us know, send us a note through email, just say, hey, you know, I got a club, we need a forum, ours is broken, or ours has problems, and we want something a little more stable. Can you help us out?
Yep.
Damn right we will.
Yeah. Now, this isn't going to be a complete separate V-Bulletin from CamaroZ28.com. This is going to actually be a sub-forum of CamaroZ28, but tailored for your community.
Right. And all you need to do is sign up, which you probably already have an account by now, and if you don't, shame on you. But we're happy to do that. In fact, it looks like a couple of clubs are already going to take us up on it, and we'll do everything we can to promote your club as well. You know, we've got a link section, which you know, you can sign up and just say, hey, this is my club information, and go on from there. So we're happy to work with you. We're happy to help promote you because we want to grow the Camaro community. That's what we've been doing for 15 years, and we're going to keep doing it that way.
Yeah, so if you're interested, drop us an email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com, and let us know.
Yep, we're happy to help out. Yep. I had something cool.
What's that?
I'm personally kind of burned out on the whole Transformers Camaro thing.
Yeah.
But obviously it's going really strong, and a lot of people dig the connection, and I appreciate and admire that. So one of our sponsors, Parts for Your Car, PFYC, they released these, I gotta admit, they're pretty cool, Transformers taillights. with the you know, the Autobot logo on them.
Yeah.
And there's some close-up shots of them, and they look pretty well done.
Yeah.
So if you got the Transformers theme going on, like, I don't know, Scott Duck, I know he does. And
yeah.
Who else? A lot of people do.
Transformers Edition cars.
Yeah. This would, especially if you got the Transformers Edition cars, this would really round it out. You can find more information about this in the supporting vendor group purchases and sales forum right on CamaroZ28.com. I'll try to throw this up on the front page as well, because I think it's just pretty cool that so much is being catered to these cars. So
I saw someone post a picture. They had like a Decepticons logo. I don't know if it was on a Camaro and it had a slash through it. Did you see that?
No.
I think it was one of the New York 5th Gen guys. I think they did that.
Doesn't surprise me.
I saw it on
a bit.
Facebook.
Yeah, that Decepticon logo might turn into another logo the way things are going.
Yeah, no kidding.
Inside joke for the 5th Gen guys. The New York 5th Gen guys, sorry. All right, what's next on the old agenda here?
Well, as we talked about last week, we'd like to help celebrate Chevrolet's 100th birthday by sending them kind of like an audio greeting card. And what we're doing is collecting 10-second messages from you guys, and we're piecing them together to form, you know, a nice little happy birthday message for Chevrolet. So we'd like you all to get in your voice clips. Just call in the voicemail line at 586-486-3182.
24 hours?
24/7. And leave us a 10-second or less happy birthday message, and we're going to piece them all together. We've gotten about 5 or 6.
That's it?
Yeah, already. And I want to thank those people for sending those in, but we need a lot more people.
Yeah.
So get them in.
It's
if you're on the fence, hey, just, you know, before you go to bed or you're driving on your way to work, just dial us up.
It's a 10-second phone call.
Yeah.
Just say, happy birthday, Chevrolet. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah. So I'm challenging all the clubs to get all their members to call in.
And you can throw a shout-out to your club in there. Just keep it 10 seconds or less.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, happy birthday, Chevrolet from New York 5th Gen. I got B's. Just like that, see?
So, yeah.
And upstate C5.
Cool.
All right. Yeah, I can't wait to have this all presented to them, because I think it's a cool idea. I do. I got to admit.
So I think we're ready to move on to some voicemails.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Cool.
I'd like to remind everybody that you can go to Avis, at least here in the Mid-Atlantic area, and rent a Camaro convertible SS for the day, week, however long you want. Give you a chance to try one out without having to pump down the cash to buy one. Avis Rent-A-Car.
Well, there you go. Avis Rent-A-Car, you can rent a convertible Camaro SS if you want to try one out.
Brought to you by our mystery caller.
Yeah.
Didn't leave a name or anything. No. Maybe it's a representative of Avis.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Okay, cool. Let's move on to the next voice.
Thanks for that.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Jason. I just have a quick question for Jason. By the way, this is Richie from Hershey, Pennsylvania. You were talking about the Chevy website. You did something for it. And I was just wondering if you know when they're going to update it for 2012 models. I was really looking to build a 45th anniversary. I just wanted to know. But thanks for a great podcast, guys.
Thanks for calling in, Richie. Well, Jason, you even know, but...
Well, I used to work on the Chevrolet website.
Yeah.
That was the last half of last year. I no longer do that because the company that I was working for, I'm no longer working for. And interestingly enough, if you go through your through the Detroit News archives or whatnot, the company that had a nearly 100-year history with Chevrolet called Campbell Ewald is no longer the creative agency of record. It's now a company called Goodby Silverstein and Partners. So they're the ones that are responsible for the We Were Still Building Rockets ad for the Corvette. And, anything you've seen since approximately
Chevy
January.
Runs deep.
Chevy Runs Deep, they're responsible for that as well. And anything Chevrolet advertising related since January 1st. And it's as such, I haven't been a part of that group or that project since then. But to answer your question, I can't. I would think soon.
I would hope so, since the 2012s are already on the showroom floor.
Going by experience, I can tell you it's not as easy as one would think. There's dozens upon dozens of people involved in hundreds upon hundreds of hours involved in just doing what's the model year refresh on a website.
Wow.
Hundreds of hours.
Wow.
Many late nights. There's a significant amount of things going on behind the scenes that you could never even imagine. So if it is late, there's probably a darn good reason because there's, as I say, big wheels turn slow. and it's not easy. It's not easy for anybody. So I wish I could give you a better answer than that. Otherwise, keep an eye on the Camaro Z28.com front page or, of course, just the Chevrolet.com front page. But, we know which one is a little more entertaining. So, Richie, thanks for the voicemail. Sorry I couldn't answer it. You probably learned more than what you wanted to know. I'm turning into my grandfather.
Yeah.
Ask him what time it is. He'll tell you how to build a watch. Anyway, we dig all sorts of questions like this, Camaro-related, automotive, Chevrolet-related. And if you got a question for us, here's how to get it in.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, here we go. Here's the next one.
All right.
Hey, guys, it's Postal Dave. Hope you had a great weekend and a barbecue. And also, I was just curious about what you guys do. Kind of seems like you guys do computers or computer programming or software development. That sounds kind of interesting. And I just finished putting a coat of Liquitex First Finish World-Class Auto Polish Finish on both Camaros. Looks fantastic, goes on easy. Comes off easy. So, you guys have a great Sunday, and hopefully we'll hear some more stuff about the GL1 and the horsepower, and maybe the new Corvette body. The, what is that? The retro 63 looking body with the bigger horsepower and bigger V8 engine. Talk to you guys later. You have a great podcast. I love it. Bye.
Thanks for calling in, Postal Dave.
Yeah.
So, what do we do, huh?
Yeah, what do you do, Chris? Sit around, drink coffee?
Yeah, I visit libraries
read
all
books.
Day. Yeah, just read books all day. That's
you get
it.
Paid stellar cabbage just to read books. And
yeah. No, I've been doing the same thing I've been, well, Not exactly the same thing, but I've been at my job for 22 years. I'm now the head of systems for a conglomerate of public libraries in the Metro Detroit area, and I basically run the entire computer system. That's what I do.
He started out as a dishwasher.
Yeah, he had a Chinese restaurant when I was 16.
And then because of Chris's literary skills, it actually went from a Chinese restaurant, became a library. People just started bringing books and stopped ordering I was going to say...
Chicken fried rice?
Pad Thai? I don't know. I only eat...
That's Thai food, I think.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, I guess so. What do I do? Oh, I drink coffee all day. I play with websites. I work for a company in downtown Detroit in the Renaissance Center. It's a media and marketing company, a digital advertising agency, if you will, called Digitas. And I am a project manager on various projects, both automotive and non-automotive. Most notably, I help out with OnStar.com, and I had a significant role in GM Performance Parts, Certified Service, which used to be GM Goodwrench, and Genuine GM Parts. And I'm currently working primarily on actually Owens Corning, the insulation people, Think Pink and all that.
Yeah.
So I manage the digital projects for that.
Very cool.
That's what I do. What else do you want to know?
You want to know about the I don't know, the C7, the new Corvette, the retro Stingray looking.
Oh, we're not talking about that retro kit that turns a C5 into a 63 split window.
No. Oh, okay. I think he's talking about the next generation. Probably closer to the, I don't know, the car that was shown in Transformers 3.
Yeah. Yeah, that thing looks like almost like the Mach 5 or whatever from Speed Racer.
Yeah.
That thing's wild looking. I don't know how serious they are about that. They only let us know bits and pieces. And what do we think of it? I think if it lived, the design was closer to the realm of reality, I think it'd be pretty cool. I think it'd follow the same lines. But I don't know. I don't know, man. Tough to say at this point.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's it for voicemails for the week, man.
Yeah.
No emails either.
None?
No.
That's
fine. We do have some app messages. Want me to bring up some app messages?
Yeah. I haven't done that in a while. And while Chris is bringing that up, let's talk about what we're talking about. You got to have an Android or an iPhone. If you don't, how do you even get around anymore? So, you know, since you got one, download our free CamaroZ28.com app. It's free. It's in the iTunes store or the Android marketplace. Just do a search for CamaroZ28.com or CZ28. And you get our app. And
absolutely.
And dig it. Love it. And in that app, you can send us a one-way message, just a quick message if, you know, you got something going on, attach a picture.
With pictures, yeah.
And how do we reply? Right here in the show.
Yeah.
So what do we got?
Yeah, we can't reply directly to you. We got a cool-looking fourth gen with a weird-looking license plate on the front
there.
Is that
from in another country?
I think so. I think it's, I don't know.
That license plate looks like it's about as big as a computer monitor.
Yeah.
That's big.
It looks Arabic. So maybe maybe this is like in Dubai or something
like that. Yeah, it's left-hand drive, okay. Yep. I was just trying to see if there's anything really different about it.
Someone sent a picture of their mushroom farm or something.
Farmville! I never have like ever played that. And then what's the message say?
221-234-567-7789-NFF. The next one is, you guys rule.
Thank you.
The next one is, I don't know. This might, yeah. Here, see this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't read it from here.
Yeah. Well, it starts with an F.
Oh.
So I'm going to go to the next one here.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
Hot. Chicken and Camaro.
Yeah, cool. She's got like an owl shirt on, and she's standing next to her, I think that looks black or a blue.
Yeah, it might be the dark blue.
Blue.
What kind of, is it California plate?
California plate.
Read the plate number, Chris. Just kidding.
So thank you for sending that in.
Yeah, nice. Any messages?
Hi.
Oh, hi.
I don't have a Camaro, but I would do anything for one. Anything?
Did she send a picture?
I don't even know if it's a she.
Wow.
Look at this fourth gen Camaro.
I have not seen one quite like that.
It's got a giant scoop on the hood and like the slash on the quarter
the
panel.
Hash marks. Well, here's the scoop on
the
hood.
They have a message here, too.
It's from looks like it's from a pro stock hood, yeah. And they grafted it onto a fourth gen hood.
It says, I got a new scoop for my 02 V6 Camaro planned on a custom Ram Air intake. Friends say it's a little much, but I think it looks mean as hell. What's your opinion?
How do you see around that thing?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a hell of a scoop, man.
If you like it, you like it.
Yeah.
I'd like to know the vacuum readings before and after that thing. Yeah. Wow, that's a big old scoop. Let us know how it turns out, though. It sounds like a nifty project.
Yeah. This says, this is my favorite car. Well, mine too.
Ours too, yeah. Yeah.
And then the last message is just a picture, and it looks like a just a picture of a red fifth gen with black stripes. Like they took a picture from a computer monitor.
Yeah, but something looked weird about that.
Yeah, it's like slanted here. Yeah, I don't know.
Strange. Anyway, you just like to read those off and see what people have to say when they're using their app. And like I said, if you don't have one, get it. It's free. Come on.
Yeah.
It's fun, too.
Yeah.
Let's see here real quick. With summer ending, you know, what I like to do is put a good coat of polish on my car, clean up really good before I put it away. And actually, California Car Cover sent me some of their car care products. Now, typically, I'll use Zano, but, you know, I'm always open to trying all sorts of different things because, you know, some work better on some colors and surfaces than others. California Car Cover has a line of products called Golden Shine. What?
Go on.
And they sent me 4 bottles of their sample stuff. Trim detailer, some of their wax, interior cleaner, a couple other things. And I've used them a little bit, and I got to tell you, I'm pretty impressed with them. Chris, I'm going to give it to you and let you give them a shot.
Sure, sure.
And then we'll kind of do like a quick review on them. And then what we want to do before the summer is up is send these out to one of you guys, one of our listeners there, to try, as long as you promise to call in and review it, give us your thoughts on it, so California Car Cover can also get their thoughts on it. It's something, I don't know if it's new for them, or they just kind of wanted to promote it and have us give them a hand on it. But if you're interested, be ready for the call-in queue. Not yet, because we're not done with it.
Yeah.
But maybe we'll talk about that next week or something like that.
Okay, cool.
I put up another Volt video.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. God, I love that camera that you use.
That's a GoPro camera.
Wow. I noticed that they advertise them quite a bit now at Best Buy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they have the whole kits there. You can get everything. The screen, all the different mounts, everything. It's all at Best Buy? Yes.
Oh, very cool. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I picked up their kit after talking to them at SEMA last year, and I'm definitely going to talk to them again. It's just a good product. I think the only thing that where it lacks is user-friendliness, because it just has 2 buttons and a little LCD, a basic LCD display.
Uh-huh.
If you get the little LCD, it's called the backpack screen, which I do. It makes things a lot easier, but it's another $70 or something like that. Well worth it if you use it. But yeah, I love using the thing. I mean, I mount it to my snowmobile. I got to take more car videos. It's just nice to have on hand. So, Chris, can you link up the Volt video in the show notes? It's strikingly reminiscent of my 0 to 100 blast in my Camaro SS.
You betcha.
Except I couldn't get to 100 in the Volt. It'll do about 100.
I saw you get to 60.
62.
62.
And that's about when I saw the cop car.
Oh. Hey.
Yeah.
Slow down there, buddy.
Yeah.
Was that in a 45-mile-an-hour zone?
Yeah.
Allegedly?
It wasn't me. It was the Stig.
Ah. Okay.
But he didn't get pulled over.
No?
So, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Something we haven't done in a while, to wrap things up, do a random page in the old Camaro white book.
Okay.
Chris, go ahead and flip it.
How about a 1982 Camaro? Isn't this the first year of the third gen?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. What was it? It was made in Norwood, in California.
California.
Let's see. N for Norwood Assembly. Oh, L for Van Nuys. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Norwood was in Ohio. Van Nuys was in California.
I wasn't sure, yeah.
So I wonder if that's the year it got moved, huh?
Yeah.
It says, for the third time in history, Camaro was selected to pace the 1982 Indianapolis 500 auto race. Well, only the third time then. Wow. The actual pace car and a backup were assembled at the Van Nuys California Camaro plant, as were 6,360 replicas for sale to the public. All were silver and blue Z28 models with Indy 500 accents and decals, sport mirrors, and red accented silver aluminum wheels with white letter Goodyear Eagle GT tires.
Those were the bomb back in the day.
All had at minimum wheels with minimum RPO U21 special instrumentation, RPO YE1 AM FM stereo.
Oh, not FM.
No.
Whoa.
Leather-wrapped steering wheel, luggage compartment trim, and a blue cloth and silver vinyl interior with contour driver's seat.
The things that were cool then.
I know. Replicas could have either of the 305 cubic inch V8 engines available in 1982 Z28s, though the actual pace cars all had the aluminum 350 cubic inch motor.
Nice.
Here's something I didn't know.
Oh?
A special Z28E export model was available with revised tail lamps.
Tampons?
No spoiler, a scoopless hood, headlamp covers, and special instrumentation. Left-hand drive was retained.
Neat.
Huh.
There's so many every day. Little morsels of trivia buried in this book.
I know.
There's got to be one for just about every Camaro year made. We love this book. You can pick
love
up yours.
Love it.
Head over to CamaroZ28.com/whitebook and get your own and sit there for
189,747 total cars were made that year.
Wow.
21,802 of which were four cylinders.
That
is weird to say four cylinder in a Camaro. 69,777 were V6s. 98,000 were V8s.
98,000 V8 Camaros.
Wow. So there you have it. The 1982 Z28 Sport Camaro.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
I love that book.
Yeah.
I try not to pick it up because I know that I won't put it down for 2 hours
later. I know,
you can
just sit there and read it and go, wow,
I didn't know that.
Wow.
I didn't know this. I don't know the other thing.
Yeah. Can't wait till it's updated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I got two of them here now.
One's an older one, one's a newer
one. One's the 67 through 2002, and the other's the 67 through 2011.
Nice.
Yeah.
They're good books to have on hand. And they're small. They fit in your back pocket, especially if you want to go to a car show and, you know, and wow people with your trivia.
Yeah.
Just don't let them see you flipping through the book.
Yeah, no kidding.
Go behind the porta potty and then read up and then come out and say, hey, did you know?
Yeah.
All right. I guess we got to get out of here.
Let's get the heck out.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Get your Chevrolet 100 birthday wishes in.
Yes. Do it.
Get your voicemails. Get your emails in.
And we'll see you next week.
See
you.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.